Welcome to our podcast today. We're going to be looking at two verses packed into one particular episode. We're looking at Psalm 119, verses 49 and 50. Let's start with verse 49, and I'm going to read from two translations. First of all, for the New Living, remember your promise to me, it's my only hope. Whereas the Message says, remember what you said to me, your servant, I hang on to these words for dear life. Now, I've used both these translations because I wanted to share with you the full scope of the verse. The psalmist prays to the Lord to remember his promise, as if the Lord needs reminding. Possibly, he's reminding himself that God's promise is his only hope. When we look at this stanza of eight verses from verse 49 to verse 56, I note that God's word is his comfort and guide, whatever the circumstances. You see, the psalmist believes in the promises of God, which do hold him up and are good and are his only hope. Did you hear me? These words, God's word, is his only hope. I notice also that when I prayed about this verse and asked the Lord to give me insight, I said, what is this promise? And then I thought of Joshua 1 verse 9. This is my command, be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid or discouraged, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go. And I thought, well, maybe that's the promise. Then another promise came to mind, Deuteronomy chapter 31 verse 6. So be strong and courageous. Don't be afraid. Don't panic before them. For the Lord your God will personally go ahead of you. He will neither fail nor abandon you. But you know, I discovered that the promise was made in this very Psalm 119 verse 1. Blessed are they whose ways are blameless, who walk according to the law of God. In other words, it's as if the Lord is saying to you and me, walk in my ways, walk according to my word, and I promise you, you will be blessed. I have a commentary, it's called Barnes Notes, great Presbyterian minister of, I think it was the 17th, 18th century in America, and he wrote these words about hope. All the hope which I have has been excited by your word and your promises. I have no other source of hope. I cherish no other hope. The word of God is the only foundation of hope for humans. And when our hopes are built on that, we have the right to appeal to God and he will make it good. Remember this verse 49. Remember your promise to me. It's my only hope. Now we come to verse 50, and here again I'm going to be reading from the New Living Translation. Your promise revives me. It comforts me in all my troubles. You see, you can see now why I'm combining verse 49 and verse 50. We've just looked at 49, and now the psalmist repeats the same thought, but in a slightly different way. He still hones in on the word promise. And when I look at 1 Chronicles 17:23, 1 Chronicles chapter 17, verse 23, there's an interesting note on promise. And I read it from the New Living. And now, O Lord, I'm your servant. Do as your promise concerning me and my family. May it be a promise that will last forever. There it is. I know that many of the listeners have the New International Version. So let me read it from there. The New International Version of verse 50 says, my comfort in my suffering is this, your promise preserves my life. I really appreciate the New Living Translation in making that bold statement that God's word or God's promise revives his servant. This powerful verse has real meaning for the psalmist, and I'm sure for all the saints through the ages who've suffered and undergone terrible trials and temptations. And the psalmist recalls the occasion in the past where the sustaining power of God's word or God's promise brought him comfort So again, in his present affliction, whatever that was. So, you know, that verse or that quotation, a long obedience in the same direction, helps him daily as he walks by faith and obeys the promise with an abundant life. And you remember, Jesus promised that too in John 10, verse 10. Now, having faced the ups and downs, in other words, the trials and disappointments, he looks back and he recalls with joy and thanks for the wonderful sustaining power of the Lord. So when I look at verse 49 and verse 1, I recall the promise of God is that I should walk in his ways, and that way I will receive the blessing of God. Now, you know, I wrote it down like an algebraic formula. Let me share it with you. I wrote down the word walk plus word equals obedience, which equals blessing. So there you have it. The word plus walk equals obedience, which equals blessing. Oh, wish we all learned that. I wish I'd learned that years ago. So I leave you with this verse and with the thought that his word, his promise, brings comfort to you and me in any kind of trouble, trial or temptation. He's there with you and me. His word says so. And if you feel you're under attack by the devil, just remind him by quoting this verse and said, God promises to revive me and comfort me in all my troubles, and that settles it. Well, I hope that encouraged you. Until next time, God bless.